It's Wednesday with Wiser, and I'll tell you something. We had a great time at the Clearwater Jazz Holiday Jazz Jam last Friday. Next up is August 23rd at the Palladium for another jazz jam with the Clearwater Jazz Holiday, and we're looking forward to all of that. So let's get right down to it. You know, the heat is on, but so that means it's time to go indoors and hear some music. Donny Osmond's going to be at the Hard Rock this on the 25th. That's going to be just a hoot from the past. Summer Soiree, a Celebrate Sinatra event, will be at the historic Princess Martha on the 27th. The SAD Summer Festival was established 5 years ago in the wake of the Vans Warped Tour. That's going to happen at the Sound at Coachman Park on July 27th with May Day Parade, The Maine, The Wonder Years, We the Kings, Real Friends, Knuckle Puck, Hot Milk, Daisy Grenade, and they named this after me, Diva Bleach. The 31st, gosh, I'm a New Jersey girl at heart, so the Jonas Brothers coming to Hard Rock and the Seminole Hard Rock Cafe is really exciting. And then back at the Sound at Coachman Park on the 31st of July, violinist and dancer Lindsay Sterling. But still, there's more. Also at the Sound on the 2nd of August, Blue October, Switchfoot, and Matt Nathanson. On the 3rd, Dirty Heads and Slightly Stupid. And on the 4th, Straight No Chaser, along with special guests NSYNC's Chris Kirkpatrick and O-Town. Christopher Cross is going to be at the Capitol Theater on August 6th. August 8th brings UB40, the reggae pop band. It's going to bring its Red, Red Wine. Gosh, I wish I was Fiona and I could sing that. To the Sound at Coachman Park. Well, you know, I just was at the gallery at Creative Pinellas to see an incredibly wonderful botanical show. But I'd like you to join me on August 8th to see the Florida Watercolor Society exhibit. This is the 53rd annual Watercolor Society exhibition, and it will run through October 13th. There's a lot of stuff going on at the James. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Don't forget that Tuesday is a listening room and music. And also coming up in August is their Meet the Menagerie, which works lovely with all of the beautiful wildlife art that is at the James Museum. On August 9th through the 18th, for those of you who have not been to the 8 o'clock theater at Central Park Performing Arts Center, title of show, A Musical About Writing a Musical, will be there. And at our friends' Free Fall, Fable opens on the 9th through September 8th. This sister feud behind the creation of the musical Gypsy will be the topic on stage, and it should be just another terrific Free Fall show. At the Capitol Theater on the 10th of August, Drew Afulo, Loud Book Tour, will be here. The Two Idiot Girls podcast is best known as TikTok's Crusader for Women, kind of like our own L.R. Kirshner's Ill-Behaved Women. Also on the 10th of August, Slash, ZZ Ward, and Robert Randolph will be bringing the blues to the Sound venue. On the 11th, the Classic Albums Live, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Heart Club's band, will be performed by the Florida Rock Symphony again at the Sound. Old Gods of Appalachia, the horror fiction podcast, I love that podcasts are taking the stage of theater, will stage a storytelling featuring creators Steve Schell and Cam Collins, and that's also at the Capitol Theater on the 11th. On the 15th, the Capitol has guitarist Leo Kake and Julian Lage, and Deep Purple will be headlining at the Seminole Hard Rock on the 15th. Michael Carbonaro, one of my favorite magicians, will be bringing his Lies on Stage show to the Hard Rock on August 22nd. And John Legend, that smooth-voiced, sweet-talking man, will be singing and sharing songs and stories on August 25th. One of my favorite people, RuPaul, will be in town on the 29th of August. RuPaul's Drag Queen Race and All Stars Live will be at Ruth Eckert Hall in Clearwater, as will be on the 30th, the Australian Pink Floyd show. So, you know, this is the opening weekend for the Olympic. Toujours France! You know, the Paris Olympics opening, they start at 1:30 our time. They go for 3 hours on the Seine. It makes for must-watch TV, but why not nibble and root for the Team USA at a local French restaurant such as Le Bank Bistro, Cassis, Parts of Paris, Bacchus Wine Bistro, on your phone or your tablet, or bring some food home and watch it there. Besides Peacock, the opening ceremony and all the Olympic events will be streamed on NBCOlympics.com, NBC.com, the NBC app, and NBC Olympics app. Did you know that Community Kudos Travel and Leisure named St. Petersburg the best food city in America? And Fort DeSoto and Tierra Verde placed in the top 10 as the most dog-friendly beaches. We have a whole lot of new audio blogs up, RadioSt.Pete.com, Sunshine 96.7. Please go to the top. We've got Marcia Biggs from St. Pete Life Magazine, WADA President Mark Ayling, MGA Sculpture Studio, David Flatt, Imagine Museum. They have a terrific show up right now. For those of you who like graphics and anime, the Imagine Museum will also be doing a graphics and anime series of talks and events to go with the Tampa Bay Comic Con in August. Up to here, newest episode with Natalie Simons and Matthew McGee. Kudos to Matthew McGee. They extended the Rocky Horror Picture Show at the Straz. A job site theater, just a sold out fun and games. Also in studio with us, and you can see these audios and blogs with Stephen Riordan and Eric Sutherland, studio at 620. And our friends at the Foodie Labs, Apalulu Latin and Nippy Coffee, Colder Than Your Ex's Heart, were in studio as well. Margot Hammond, our cultural arts correspondent on Dolly's Jewels, Vertical Ventures, We're Going Climbing and Live Life Better. St. Pete Arts Alliance, Terry Marks, musician Brian J. Hughes, and our buddy, historically St. Pete podcaster Rui Ferris, was they on with us with Monica Drake, Heritage Village, as well as Dom from the Roser Park. You can find that all at RadioSt.Pete.com. Click on the audio box blogs where there are 7,000 plus wonderful interviews and audio, plus all of your favorite show hosts, Fiona French, Charlie, Stephanie Hinton, so many great people, Jay on the Bay. So there's music. Local, we've got 4,000 local songs, so be sure to check it out. On August 23rd, the Palladium is going to host the Clearwater Jazz Holidays, Jazz in the World, featuring Fred Johnson, Tito Puente, Diego Figueiredo, Jose Valentina, Ona Kay, and La Luca. On the 21st of September, CJH will be at Floridorama, formerly the Fairgrounds, for a one-of-a-kind musical experience at Florida's weirdest immersive art experience. This is going to be a very interesting exhibit, highlighting the stigma that surrounds mental illness and support community mental health awareness. Suncoast Jazz Festival is coming up. Get your tickets November 22nd through 24th. Back to the Roots Clearwater Jazz Holiday, October 17th through the 20th. We are so proud to be a partner with both of those, as well as the Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Association and Alvinette Downing's Sounds of Healing. At Freefall Theater on July 26, La Luca plays the 80s, featuring John C. O'Leary, Alejandro Reyes, Mark Feynman, and Guiana. You know, Guiana is an award, fantabulous singer of reimagined songs from the 80s. It's inventive jazz influence by the arrangements of music by George Michael, Prince, Madonna, and Culture Club. This is going to be a one-of-a-kind experience. Please come and support Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Association and tune in, please, for Alvinette's Sounds of Healing. So our very own Florida folk show, they are so fun. Pete Gallagher, Tim Valle, and the FFS Posse are doing a lot to support the environment. They're very green, and you can catch them live 10 to noon every Saturday in person at the Craftsman House Gallery and Cafe or online. For this next show, fifth generation St. Petersburg singer-songwriter Rick Mastery will be there with his one-man band and new music by the jazzy folk duo Joe Milligan and La Moore, L.A. Moore. They're also welcoming for their green segment an echo expert, renowned Florida marine scientist, Nick Haddad, the Sustainable Fisheries Communication Manager for Florida Sea Grant. Nick is currently managing communications, education, and outreach for Return 'Em Right, a seven-year Gulf of Mexico-wide program focused on reducing catch-and-release mortality and recreational reef fisheries. So that is terrific. Of course, St. Pete Museum of History, trolley rides are continuing. There's so much event stuff there. Also coming up in the St. Pete community events on August 1st will be a hurricane expo for seniors at the Sunshine Center, 1 to 2:30. And then there are, it's time now to help our students get ready. City of St. Pete is hosting two school supply drives this summer. You can make donations at Bay Vista Recreation Center until July 31st and the St. Pete Greenhouse until August 2nd. Go to our Let's Go guide. It is on the top of our page. And please, please try to help our students and our seniors. Comedy Night at Mangrove is going on. Wine tasting on July 25th. Paint on Glass July 29th. Epoxy Crafts on 8-4. Karaoke on Tuesday. Trivia on Wednesday. Country Line Dancing. They're doing a lot of fun stuff. Bayboro Brewing continues on with Bayboro Brews and Barbecue with Kid Royal Band on the 24th and Boho Sideshow on the 7th. The Bay Care Sound, we've told you all about that. Grand Central Brewhouse, Tuesday Trivia. Every Thursday, enjoy an intimate evening in the upstairs Stamatish Room at Grand Central Brewhouse for the listening room sessions. On the 25th is Matt Flynn and Matt Frick, and on the 28th is Joshua James. Our friends at Coastal Creative have a terrific comedy competition, The Best of the Best, July 26. Catch Davis Sutton, Ian Everett, Natasha Powell, Sierra Lako, Kevin Garcia, Alan Canning, Antoine P., Chris Kinback. I don't know who the last comic standing will be, but it will not be me. Tombolo Books also has a number of terrific talks coming up. Sharks Don't Sink with Jasmine Graham on the 30th. The Straz Center has Shrek the Musical, just finished up, and coming up next is Thrice to Mine. On the 29th of August, the Swan Brothers are at Central Park Performing Arts Center. They just have added a number of terrific shows for the fall. And on September 8th, Nan Colton as Dora Maar, Picasso's Muse at the Katherine Hickman Theater, sponsored by the Gulfport Senior Center Foundation. So, with Wednesday for Wiser, please come and join us on RadioSt.Pete.com. And remember, you need to be out listening to great music. That's all for now. See you next Wednesday.